funny. Remember the time you got high off of edible and you wouldn't stop talking about a secret door underneath the bed?
Oh, come on, Minty, knock that shit off. That was a long time ago.
No, no, no. You thought you could go to Narnia or something.
Hi, it's me, Annie, the door underneath the bed.
And this is Minty, the best Boston accent I can do.
Oh, that's what we were doing. And this is Fun Untitled. Forget about it.
And we're doing a Boston accent talking about weed because we want to talk about the Peacock original series, Ted.
And we will make slight allusions to the movie Ted 1, not Ted 2, mind you, because we didn't want to watch Ted 2, because guess what? Ted 1 did not hold up as well.
Okay, so as children of like the 2000s, we were obsessed with watching Family Guy.
Seth MacFarlane taught me what intercourse was. That is not a joke. I say that all the time. And that episode where Stewie had to go inside his mom and kill all the sperm, that's how I learned.
That's how I learned you needed a male and a female to have children, because I was always like watching Case Closed and being like, I think it's really bad if you kill women because they can give birth, but why do you need men?
Our parents did not give us the talk. Literally the episode where Peter's trying to get Death laid and, oh, you know, you're gonna do that. And he starts doing like, a bunch of interpreted dance moves and Death was like, what? Like intercourse. Like, oh. I immediately went to my mother. I gave her a big old hug and asked, what's intercourse? She did not answer.
I think they said, I don't know.
Yes, we loved all Seth MacFarlane until A Million Ways to Die in the West.
Okay. I like Million Ways to Die in the West. Ted 1, when we first saw it, we thought it was super funny.
We thought it was the most life-changing movie of all time.
That's why we were disappointed by Ted 2. But Ted the TV series is so good.
Right off the bat, you know, you have John and Ted, the two main characters of the first movie. They're playing Mario, and they're like, look at that midget go. And their cousin Blair's like, you can't call them midgets. They don't like it. Ted, what if someone called you a midget? Like, actually, look at me. I practically am a midget. And you know what? I don't like you, a tall person, telling me, a midget, how I can use these words.
If you start off jokes that are on the verge of being politically incorrect, but technically it is, you're gonna capture my attention.
I thought no one could do a funnier midget joke than John Mulaney, and his was okay.
His was funny. I like the, like, we can say the word midget, but we can't say the N-word.
If you say the word midget, I swear to you, a bunch of Oompa Loompas are going to be outside our studio protesting. Like, you promise?
Because I would like to see it.
So let's get off into this episode. It's going to be a little special because we're going to rank it from, are we doing worst to best or best to worst?
We're going
to
do best to worst because people usually trail off towards the end.
That's true. Best episode. We're going to say it together. The number one episode of Ted the Peacock series is Just Say Yes.
I mean, they start you off with joke after joke. And it's like, of two idiots trying to navigate how to get weed.
I mean, that Twitter meme of Ted running down the staircase deserves to be put in the Hall of Fame. And I love the fact whenever the neighbor was there and like, what are you doing? And Ted was like, nothing, Mrs. Whatever. Just go back inside your room. Like, okay. He's like, what are you doing on the roof? Haven't you heard, Mrs. Whatever? You gotta get back inside. I love those jokes where Ted says something just very like with so much confidence, the other person's like, yeah, okay.
I mean, it's kind of a cliche thought, but you know, it's just to show that like they're like not two completely oblivious idiots. Like they cannot understand social cues and that it's probably good not to have their cousin kicked out into the streets when all she really wants to do is go to college.
Do we give a quick summary of these episodes and not just go into jokes?
Nah,
okay. But yeah, real fast, in case you forget the names, Blair is the cousin where I guess her parents are both crack addicts, so she has to live with her uncle, which is John's dad, Maddie.
What does he do? I know he's a vet. Veteran.
Yes.
Not a veterinarian. And the mom's just a homemaker.
From what I saw, I think Maddie's just a construction dude because in the Halloween episode, he had to put up a fence for the ostriches. That's why the ostrich farmer, he gave him eggs as an apology for the ostrich snipping his ass.
Oh, gotcha.
I think that's the only real hint of what his job is, other than the fact that he worked long hours. Because they will not let you forget that.
Because this movie takes place, what, in the 80s? 90s?
I think this takes place. When was O.J. Simpson arrested?
Oh my, I have no idea.
That's gotta be like the 90s, right?
I think so, because I think I remember them saying the prom was 1994.
That's when you were born.
Too much personal details.
Oh, you're gonna get doxxed. And I love the principal too.
Oh my,
there's a lot of cats that they said was really good, but then they don't really come up again.
No, yeah, the principal's one of them. The teacher having a weird backstory or like weird living conditions. There's always one of those in these kind of shows, but it was funny.
It's funny because Ted's written in a way where it doesn't really matter the fact that he's a teddy bear. It just makes it 10 times funnier.
And it just shows like the challenges he has to go through. And
yeah, it is
funny, right? Like they don't have to bring it up. Like this is still old news that there's a talking teddy bear now.
Okay, what is your favorite joke from this episode if you remember? Please do not say the bank scene about the bank teller's like, I could be pissing myself right now and you'll never know.
What? That's in the first episode?
That's in the first episode, baby, when they had to get the, I guess the dad, Maddie, was obsessed with Rocky Stallone, whatever you pronounce that name. So Ted has the mouth guard from Rocky, because it was going to make, like, a Rocky movie where they go to space, but the space challenges crashed, so they couldn't make that movie. And I won't say for sure, but I think God knew that movie was going to be trash, so he crashed the challenger to prevent it.
Sylvester Stallone.
Sylvester Stallone.
He plays Rocky.
Oh, gotcha.
Oh, wow. I told Annie before this episode that I like a lot of jokes, obviously, because this show is super good. But I would have a hard time differentiating which joke came from which episode.
Hey, I'm going to tell you right now what your favorite joke was. I thought I was giving you a leeway. It's the Indian kid one.
Oh, my. That's your favorite joke.
Ah, come on. That's most of my favorite
it's
jokes.
It's a funny joke.
Like, oh, wow. John, what does it feel like to be the only white kid in this school? Like, yeah, we used to have an Indian kid. I liked him. What do you mean you liked him? Yeah, you know, he used to give me his Dunkaroos, then they got him. Got him? Get what? Oh, forget this. I'm gonna get out of this fucking school.
Oh, that's right. The whole point of the episode was Ted was trying to get expelled.
Yeah, so that's when he told the teacher, like, I used to be the principal of the shittiest school in this country. You cannot affect me. What, the shittiest school in the country? I heard, like, a mother and child was both in that school. Like, yes. Like, how did that work? The international dateline.
That makes no sense.
I think it was like supposed to be a joke. Like, she was technically like as young as a child. Just, it was as if the child was born on a leap year. So even though there's an age gap, you know.
That makes no sense. Okay, now we're gonna go into what we think are the second best episode. Not sure if we match up, because I don't think we do at all.
Holy shit, we're gonna duke it out in the next one.
Yeah.
All right, my second place. Well, actually, you can go first. I would love to hear you defend your shit.
My second place is Loud Night, the Christmas episode.
You see, I don't know how that episode could have beat Susan, the Desperately Seeking Susan.
Okay, Desperately Seeking Susan is my third one, and I was really contemplating which one of the two I wanted on top, because I like Desperately Seeking Susan for the whole point of Ted just reading the house down of that one mean girl. But I think other than that,
forgetting the part of how Susan got the job, but he told the principal, I will ask one question at the drug assembly. And it will be a good question. Like, if I thought my colleagues was doing drugs, who should I call? Like,
dear Lord.
Get out of here before I kick your ass myself.
Okay, yes. Okay, that joke is also very funny. But Loud Night, the Christmas one, I think it's twofold. It's very funny because I love that Ted thinks he might be Jesus.
A little throwback to the movie.
A little throwback to the movie, yes. And the fact that I was like, Jesus had a message of that he loves you. And then he hits his little voice box to say, I love you. I was like, what do you say about that, Blair? And the second fold of it being like how like the dad has to make an important decision of like letting his pride go to like accept his niece for who she is, which is that she's gay and that she's very like politically outspoken and that she's good for John, because John apparently now uses dollar words instead of the crap that they use.
I think the truck just wasn't funny, but it was a great character development for Maddie, but the truck was really a nothing character for me.
That is true, but I like the fact that he ended up being gay. Like, I'm gay, Maddie. I was like, what? How? Like, I don't know how. I gotta go.
God, I wasted my entire life. 6 whole days, Maddie.
See, that's it's funny. Because then it like parallels so well with like how like Blair's gay and he's like, I don't know if I can accept her for being gay. And, like, well, clearly a part of you must accept that she's gay because the toy truck who's basically Maddie in a dump truck form is gay.
I do like it when John tells Blair, here's the thing, Blair, I don't actually think he's homophobic. I think he just didn't want to look stupid in front of his truck. And like, that sums up Maddie's character. He's just not smart, but he feels conscious about it, you know?
Yeah. I also like how they talk about how the Bible might be talking about eating babies.
I also like the part whenever they look through the Bible and they're like, where's the spells, Johnny? Now I'm thinking about that stupid tender and mild.
Who describes a baby as tender and mild? Unless you're gonna eat that baby.
But yeah, I put the Christmas one at the third.
Oh, okay. Because I thought I talked to you. Didn't think you really liked the Christmas one.
I look at the other ones like, I guess I had to. I didn't think I should put an episode that wasn't completely around Ted in the beginning.
See, that's why I was almost not gonna do it too. But I thought, no, it has a lot of good moments. And I do love Ted being Jesus. That's basically Susan is very good. But like I said, I almost put that as number two.
Yeah, you know, the mom wanted to be substitute teacher. Yada yada, and in the end she's like, oh, I just want to take care of, you know, my family. And I'm just like, the ending didn't make me happy. Like, I felt like Blair, well, okay, if this is what makes you happy, go for it, Susan, but it's very unsatisfying for the viewer. Like, why couldn't we just make her the teacher?
I will agree with that. Yes, that if they could have made her the teacher, they could have given her more character. But I think, like, for me, this feels like true feminism, because there's always like, you know, like when the end of Naruto, they're like, oh, Sakura's just like a housewife. And it's just like, well, feminism isn't just about going out there and doing like what men can do. Feminism should be about like women should have the choice to do what they want to do. Like, if you choose to be a housewife, that's great. If you choose to be like a career woman, that's great.
But man, we have not laughed as hard at some of the jokes in Desperately Seeking Susan. That's what I think should be on second.
What are the jokes right there in, what was the B plot? What was Maddie and Blair doing?
It's one of those plots where it wasn't happening at the same time. It's the A plot where like Blair, she used her Christmas money or some shit to hire a marriage counselor, but then Maddie was like, no, fuck him. He was clearly against me from the minute one. And Blair was like, okay, who can I ask you for like a third opinion or a second opinion that you will believe their opinion? And Maddie's like, Ted, he says something very matter-of-factly. He won't take anyone's side. And Blair's like, so Ted tells you you're toxic, you believe him. I'm like, yeah. And Ted's like, all right, I'm gonna ask them how they feel about anal.
You just know it's a bad idea once the character just says it. And it's funny coming from the straight character.
So, yeah, you know, top three. Those are the solid top three. Just Say Yes, Loud Night, and Desperately Seeking Susan. If you had to watch any three episodes, we recommend those.
I mean, just start with the pilot, right?
Yeah.
It's great that they made the pilot the best episode. So number four, I put as the second episode, My Two Dads.
I did the same thing.
Because it's like, it's a comedy and drama of like how, oh, John's getting bullied by this kid. And it's like, okay, now we gotta get back at him. Was that the episode?
Yep, it was.
One of my all-time favorite jokes is when the bully flushes Ted down and John tries to go save him, but he's like, oh no, he's gone. Where did he go? And then Ted just comes out of another toilet and it's just like, John, we have a bigger problem.
I love his delivery. I love Seth MacFarlane's delivery. Like, joke's on us, Johnny. All these waters just going back and forth to each other.
That's so fucked up. The idea of it is so wrong.
But so funny. Also, that's not how toilets work. You can't just come out another toilet like that. So yeah, at first it was kind of cringe because they were being really mean, pretending to be this bully's like deadbeat dad, but then they kind of made it sweet in the middle, and then your jaw was just completely open the rest of the time seeing how far they were going. Like, I gotta know if he did good on that test.
Yes! And I was like, wait a second, is this becoming weirdly sweet and nice? And then at the end, and then now like they are his dads?
But then again, we never see the bully after this episode, so if the mom was smart, she would have moved that kid out of that school.
Yeah, I wish they had, like, concluded it or, like, continued it or something.
I wish there was a small jab. Like I said, my dream would have been doing the prom episode where Ted's like, oh my god, my baby boy has a date!
That would have been so good.
And Blair's like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, it's not about us right now, it's about John.
It was just like, it was such a sucker punch. It was like, you didn't expect that to be the end. You'd expect like the status quo to continue, like how they did with Susan as being the non-teacher, but no, it was just like weird relationship now.
It's also the episode where we found out that Maddie jerked off a dog.
Oh, is this the whole
episode? That was the B-plot,
this
yeah.
This is a crazy B-plot, because it's like he's a veteran, and so he's got a bunch of war stories, although he seems okay with doing whatever he did at war. And then the whole big secret was that he jerked off a dog, and then everyone condemned him for it.
No, they were all like, no, that's fine, you know, you veterans gave up a lot for us.
Oh, come on.
Susan was very accepting. Moving on to our fifth episode. I don't know if we picked the same one. I picked the finale. He's gotta have it.
I also picked the finale. He's gotta have it.
I feel like the rest of our order is gonna be exactly the same then.
Okay.
Because I guarantee we both think the one particular episode is the worst.
Okay. So only 2 and 3, really. But even then, we were both like, it could have gone either way. Because He's Gotta Have It is the finale, the prom episode. It's okay. It's kind of cute with, like, him going on a date and trying to get, like, someone for prom.
I thought the whole, oh my god, ever since the movie Aladdin came out, all you kids are riding on top of the car and
that's
getting
so
hurt.
That's so funny. Oh my god. I see the car burns. I know what happened. No more Whole New World.
And then, like, the next case was another teen couple that did Aladdin. Like, oh my god. It has to stop, Disney.
It's so funny. They keep letting Ted drive.
It's funny that he's allowed to drive.
Yeah, you know, honestly, yeah. I don't think he's allowed to drive.
Honestly, the whole episode kind of just mid. The only part I laughed really out loud was when John was about to score with that girl and O.J. Simpson was in a car chase to, like, kill the entire mood.
What was the story with the that interrupted the mom's one?
I don't remember much about Susan.
How dare you? Desperately Seeking Susan's your second favorite episode. How could you say you don't remember anything about Susan?
Enough about Susan. Moving on to what we think is the next worst episode, which is the second from worst, in case you guys lost count.
I have.
It is 110% the Halloween subways, bicycles, and automobiles.
You're just saying that because I put that one as the worst, and I thought Ejectile Dysfunction, the porn one, was better than the Halloween
How?
One.
The Ejectile Dysfunction, aka the porn episode, better than the Halloween.
Yeah, good joke, you know.
You don't want to play this game with me, Minty.
You like the joke where that guy went in and got out 10 videos and was like, hey, some of us other people want to watch that too. And it's like, not tonight.
Imagine going home that night being like, you get the porn, sweetie? No. What happened? Bob Ross took most of it.
Bob Ross was super funny.
I don't really get it. Is Bob Ross a bear?
No, I think it's just the idea that, like, the video click knows who Bob Ross is and it's just like, oh, Bob Ross won porn.
Now, mind you, we're both fighting for the bottom. I think the Halloween episode beats the porn. I will admit, about 20 minutes of the Halloween is unwatchable shit. For the last 10 minutes, I found some comedy gold in it. You cannot tell me for all the time you was bored about John with that weird pervert in his house, you didn't laugh when he threw a giant ostrich egg at Blair and Ted. And Ted's like, oh my god, is this what we've been doing to people, John? We're monsters.
That's such a McFarlane joke. Joke I really liked in the Halloween episode was the teacher wanting to fuck Ted.
Well, it wasn't fuck. It was romance. He put on the bear costume and everything.
At least a fucking.
The two jokes that I think about all the time whenever I think about Ted is the McDonald's apple pie being like,
that's so goddamn stupid.
Hey, Blair, you can have this apple pie. I put it in the freezer for a month, so I think by now it has to be cooled down. And it immediately starts a fire because it's still so blazing hot. Like, oh, shit.
That's such an exaggeration to the point of it makes
so
no sense.
Funny,
no,
it's so funny, but especially the first time it happened, you want this apple pie? Like, okay, shit, hot. She shows it to the side and catches on fire. There needed to be a rule of thirds because I would have loved to see it happen another time.
You're so stupid. That is such a stupid joke. And the whole thing about, like, that creep not being the actual kid that he was supposed to hang out with, that's cliche.
That was creepy, yes. But also when it was at the party and Ted's like, hey, watch this. Everyone scream. Yeah. Everyone jump. Yeah. Let's invade Poland. Like, yeah. Like, see that? That's what happened in World War II. So, like, I cannot name you more than 2 funny jokes in the porn one. And I didn't even think that Bob Ross was funny.
What?
The only one I thought was funny was a very side joke that the episode just could have done without was when Ted won the basketball game. I played the shit out there.
That was funny. Come on.
No, I'm telling you, that's the only funny joke. And maybe there might be a second one.
I told you. The video one.
No, it wasn't. It was
that
okay.
Was fun. Come on, that was funny.
Okay, baby.
I know you laughed.
Okay, but the Susan and Maddie B plot was really stupid.
Okay, sure, the whole restaurant thing.
It made no sense to me why Maddie was so cheap on the steak if he was just gonna put a nail in the soup.
No, sure, I mean, yeah, that was whatever.
It was really, like, just uncomfortable for me watching this really toxic couple, something Seth MacFarlane cannot stop doing. Do you think an American Dad, another Seth MacFarlane cartoon, Stan and Francine is toxic?
No, they're actually very loving. One of my favorite episodes is when they, I think Stan likes to flirt with his co-workers, so Francine works at, like, his office, and then something happens to her, so she goes ugly, but he still flirts with her, and then everyone else thinks it's gross, but I think that was cute. I think Stan and Francine have a very good relationship in comparison to Peter and Lois. And the one with Cleveland and Lenore, I'm not sure. I watched a lot of Cleveland Show episodes, but I felt like they were two very separate people.
He did hang out with that bear a lot.
I forgot about the bear.
Well, you forgot about the one character Seth MacFarlane voiced in the show?
Was there a redneck in that show?
Yeah, there was a redneck, a short person, let's say, and a bear that was part of his entourage.
Oh.
It was like a, look at a weird version of King of the Hill. I think there's an episode where Cleveland finds out that his mom was white or something. So like, oh my god, am I black or white? My whole identity was being black.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Oh,
he has a song about it.
No, of course he does.
Cleveland is voiced by a black guy, right?
I have no idea.
Yeah, I've been talking too much. You make your point of why you think The Point is better than Halloween.
I mean, we kind of said it. The whole John hanging out with a weird guy is just cringy.
Not as cringy as his parents' failing marriage.
Yeah, well, there's levels to John and Ted trying to like, here's the porn video. How do we watch it? Are we gonna watch it in the same room, in the same couch? It got stuck. Now we gotta go to the school. We're gonna replace the VCR. The old VCR doesn't have the porn tape. What happened to the porn tape? And then Blair takes the fall for it. Level. A journey.
Okay, this is what I feel like. I feel like if I ask for a okay Ted episode and I'm expecting the Halloween one, but then like I put it in, it's like, yeah, an adult film. Come on, let's go. And I watch the porn one. I'm like, what is this? There's no sex at all. There's no man in a furry suit trying to fuck Ted at all. And Blair comes up like, what the fuck is this? And she's like, yeah, you guys want an adult film, right? That's the most adult film there is. A French noir. Like, fuck you, Blair.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that scene.
You know why? It was a nothing scene.
And yet you remembered it.
I remember too much about media. What's your problem?
I don't like the Halloween episode.
I don't like the Holocaust either. I'm glad we could agree on something, Minty. That's a very Family Guy joke.
Invade Poland.
So you put in the comments if you think Annie went too far with that joke and if Minty should just delete it. I hope she does. Or at least censor it. Can I honestly misheard Minty there? Yeah, I don't know how.
I'm leaving it in.
Well, overall, I like the Ted series a lot.
That once I finished watching all 7 episodes, I wanted to rewatch it again immediately. It's so good. It is jam-packed with jokes.
Now, I'm going to ask you, would this be part of your top 5 American shows?
I think when it gets more seasons, maybe, because I think it's too early to judge it based on the first season. Because let's see if he can actually carry it out. Because usually TV sitcoms get better by the 3rd season. Because by the 3rd season, the characters are much more established and they know what the audience like.
And maybe they won't introduce like a bunch of quote unquote hot women to sell us pot to the point where I get confused being like, yeah, that's the sister they mentioned in episode 1, but whose sister?
Yeah, why was Blair not selling pot after that?
Got clean with her Indian girlfriend.
I guess.
Well, until next time, bitches. That's what Ted would say.